this puts me back in Manitoba many moons ago. Now, Gordon Goldsborough from the Manitoba Historical Society is back with another episode of Abandoned Manitoba. And he left last week with a very cryptic hint. A hill to do with housekeeping. What are you talking about?
Well, I will remember that I talked last week about the Star Mound, an actual glacial hill in southern Manitoba. This one actually refers to a hill of a rather different kind. In fact, probably not a hill at all. It's the community of Broom Hill. And of course, there's the connection to housekeeping.
Oh, there you go.
And as far as I know, I mean, people may ask, well, is there a hill at Broom Hill? And I have to say, I'm at a loss. When I was there, I could find no evidence of a hill. So if it is, by prairie standards, it's a pretty small hill.
Okay, you have to tell me where Broom Hill is.
It is actually in the rural municipality of Two Borders. And it's, I guess it's...
That would make it southwest corner of the province?
Southwest corner of the province. I guess the largest community nearby would be Tilston. It's in the vicinity of Pearson, Manitoba.
I remember you told us a story about the church where the bootleggers went.
That's right. It's not far from the bootlegging church, in fact. Here we're now in the community of Broom Hill, and it's a general store that we're visiting today.
And what's special about it?
Well, a variety of things. For one, it is a general store, and that's something that I think a lot of people have sort of romantic remembrances of. The general store was always the center of the community. You know, it's where people would gather in the morning for their cup of coffee. It's where they would get all their supplies. You know, they would often get their mail. And this one is no different. In fact, it is literally the center of the community in a literal sense, because there are exactly two streets in Broom Hill. There's a railway avenue that runs along the railway, and there is Main Street. And the old Kilkenny General Store is right at the intersection of Main Street and Railway.
And when was it built?
It was built in 1908. So it's a little over 100 years ago. It was built for two Scottish brothers, the Kilkennys, who had come from Scotland in the mid-1880s. And then they eventually settled in the area that became Broom Hill. It wasn't at that time. It was pretty, it was pretty remote at that time, in fact. And they, I think, are the ones that gave it the name Broom Hill. That's an area in Scotland, which I think is where they came from. So that's where the name Broom Hill. So I think it didn't have anything to do with any hill. It was just sort of a remembrance of their homeland.
And so what were they doing? They came to run the general store, did they?
Well, I think they came to farm, as many people did at that time. But I think they also decided to go into business together. So they built the store. It was a fairly large structure, a two-story building, in fact, made out of concrete, which is, I think, probably why it's still in pretty...
100 years ago?
Over 100 years ago, yeah.
Wow.
The nature of the technology is significant. It was made out of concrete blocks, big chunks of concrete that were sort of stacked in a large stack. And I think that's what's given its longevity. It was about 3,000 square feet, which is a significant size building, two-story, as I said. The main floor was the store space. That was where they had the general store. They apparently had a blacksmith shop on the main floor as well. And on the second floor, they had a variety of rooms. They had rooms, for example, to rent out. Probably it was used for people that were only in the community for a short time, maybe teachers or salesmen or something. And then they also had a hall up there, which is where they would have public meetings. Apparently they had dances up there as well. So this literally was the center of the community of Broom Hill.
What is still standing there?
Well, the building is still there. It was at its height, apparently, quite an elaborate structure. It had, in addition to the store building, it had some livestock pens because, of course, farmers in the area who were wanting to ship livestock to market, probably here in Winnipeg to the Union Stockyards, would have to pen them temporarily until the railway arrived. And there was pens, therefore. There were petroleum sheds where they would store fuel and grease and other things that the farmers would need. There was a number of other outbuildings for storage. And all of those things are gone with the exception of the store building itself. And I think it's mainly because it is a concrete building and it's pretty solid. The wood parts of it, however, have deteriorated significantly. Roof. It had a flat roof. The roof has collapsed inwards. The floor on the second level has likewise collapsed inwards. So when I was there visiting, I did not venture inside. I'm usually pretty daring in that way. But in this case, I didn't think it was a desirable. But you can look in the window and you can see the shelves. They still have these sort of little shelves where they would have put all the groceries and the hardware. And, that's the thing about general stores in small communities. They sold everything.
How accessible is this building?
Well, it's right along to the main drag. You go into Broomhill along Main Street.
Does anyone else live in Broomhill still?
Well, there are some there are people living in nearby. Yeah. I know. Okay. I spoke with a farmer just a little bit outside of Broomhill who has a really nice old barn that's in great state of preservation. So I guess you could say he lives in Broomhill. But the reality is the store is closed. It closed in September of 1964. The elevators likewise are closed and, in fact, are gone. So you'd be hard-pressed to know that there even was a community there because virtually everything but just the odd building here and there that's abandoned is left. The building, the general store, in fact, has been salvaged. In fact, one of the things I came across when I was doing a little bit of research on this building is that it apparently had some rather nice pressed metal panels on its ceilings.
Oh, I love those. Zinc, they are usually.
Right.
Yeah.
And apparently one of the descendants of the Kilkenny family who had run the store salvaged some of these, and he's got a website where he's selling them. So if you want a little piece of the old store, you can buy one.
You know, there's a certain sadness that arises from the collection of stories of abandoned Manitoba, mm-hmm. with these communities that have emptied out, that were once populated or there were brisk businesses going on, and now they're abandoned.
That's right. And I think the key to that is the road that runs right next to the store. You know, the roads really made it possible for people to travel. You know, when we were dependent on railways, you know, you were dependent on the schedule of the railway. You went where the railway went. But now that you had roads, you could go anywhere whenever you wished. And that, of course, meant that people could go anywhere to get their groceries. They could go anywhere to socialize. And that meant that a lot of these little communities especially just didn't offer enough. Mm-hmm. And they began to depopulate.
Gordon, thanks for this. Always a pleasure. Are you thinking about your next episode?
Indeed I am. And it involves an unusual island in Hudson Bay.
Okay. Well, love the sound of that. Okay. Thanks, Gordon.
You're welcome.
Always
Perry.
Great to see you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
No matter where I go, every time the wind blows, puts me back in Manitoba, many moons ago.
Our weekend morning show historian, Gordon Goldsborough. Lost and forgotten places in the province this week. A trip to Broomhill in the southwest corner of Manitoba to Kilkenny's General Store. We posted a link to that on our Facebook page, the Historical Society's description of it and photos. Their website, mhs.mb.ca. And by the way, Gordon tells me that Delta, A Prairie Marsh and Its People, the best-selling coffee table book by Gordon, and his main collaborator, Glenn Suggett, back in stock. The first print run of 1,000 of the book, which came out this fall, sold out completely. The good news is that it's now back at McNally Robinson. You can also buy it online at the Manitoba Historical Society website, Delta, A Prairie Marsh and Its People. You can find it at McNally Robinson.